This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're coming up on May 1st, the traditional deadline for students to commit to whichever college they are going to enroll at. College athletes in particular have made a tradition of announcing their commitment to a particular school with videos. During the pandemic and the ensuing school shutdowns, a lot of those announcements and celebrations for athletes and non-athletes alike moved to social media, and what came to be called decision day posts became even more important. Now, the pictures and videos in those posts have taken on a new life and cost of their own. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that.
Search for the hashtag Decision Day on any social media platform, and you'll get a bunch of photos and videos of high school students holding up shirts or slowly unzipping their jackets to show the name of their chosen college.
I'm going to the University of Arkansas, Winnipeg.
I'm going to college at the University of Pittsburgh.
I'm going to St. John's.
You'll also see college hats, balloons, even cakes decorated in school colors.
Yeah, I'd definitely say it is a bit of a brag. It is something to be proud of.
Tina McNellis is 19 and a sophomore at Towson University in Maryland. Her Decision Day photo included a graduation cap decorated with the Towson Tiger. She now has a side hustle as a photographer and books Decision Day photo shoots. Her rate starts at $150 for 2 hours. And some kids are spending more than that on their college announcements, says Jennifer Jesse. She's a college consultant in the Washington, D.C. area.
It's really easy to get sucked in.
Jesse says it's possible to spend hundreds on graphics, custom banners, hair and makeup. This year, to help out, Jesse made her own balloon arch for the kids to stand under.
I've had students who are low income working a job just to get their Decision Day pose paid for.
Jesse says some high schools have Decision Day slideshows announcing where their seniors are going. It's meant to celebrate the kids, but Jesse says it can also put pressure on them to make a gigantic financial decision, sometimes before they have all their financial aid information.
A lot of times you have to tell students, divorce yourself from college signing day if that's what it takes to make the right decision for you. And sometimes students listen, and sometimes students just don't.
Many of the students Jesse works with are the first in their families to go to college. She negotiates with schools on their behalf for better financial aid packages. That's not always done by May 1st. The nonprofit Common App, which provides a platform for students to apply to multiple schools, now manages the College Signing Day initiative. Stephanie Owens oversees it and says there's no reason to rigidly hold to the May 1st announcement date.
Many students will make that decision because of financial aid well into the summer, and that's okay.
One thing college consultant Jennifer Jesse says she'd also like to see, financial aid review day, where kids go through all their scholarships and aid offers to make a decision that's logical, not just emotional. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.